Blog Talk Radio.
YouTube, Facebook, iHeartRadio, Blog Talk Radio, and Apple Podcasts bring you hot topics, interviews, live entertainment, and fun every Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central. And now, I'm prepared to get charged up with a whole lot of fun for Phoebe and the Boys.
Hey. As Fat Albert would say, somebody need it. Raj, your lips are moving, but ain't nothing coming out of your mouth.
Hello?
How about you unmute your phone?
I know y'all be wanting to hear what I got to say. No, I was talking about Fat Albert. See, I was trying to do it the right way. I was singing the Fat Albert song, so y'all probably didn't want to hear that anyway.
No.
Now I want to change the song for you. Come on, don't front. That was a joint.
I won't be a hater my whole life. How about that?
Hey, that's right. That's one of our jobs. It can't be you, mama. It's got to be me. The time haters. I love that. What's up, Wacky Wednesday? What's good?
Man, that's exactly what it is, Wacky Wednesday. I mean, man. You know, we finally made it on the air tonight, 30 minutes late.
Thank y'all for hanging. Hey, whoever hung in there, thank you for hanging in there. Yeah, you know, daylight savings time throws one of our cast members every year. I ain't saying no names. I ain't fronting on them, but they live in that damn state. They won't comply, and that's all. I'm gonna say that, and I'm gonna end mine.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna say that's two of us because I'm from the islands, right? And y'all know we don't have no daylight saving shit. It just be night and day.
Y'all got sundials and shit, don't y'all? Like y'all go out to the beach and then see.
Hey. You're doing too damn much. I got some idle people listening tonight, okay?
Okay. I said it. Actually, Mimi, hey, I was just hanging with a new friend, a partner of mine now, a gentleman who's a Jamaican doctor here in Vegas, and so I love you know, networking with upwardly mobile Black people. So, you know, a brother of mine, Eric, introduced me to some gentlemen. It was cool because it was like a Black doctor, a Black lawyer, a Black insurance company owner, and then a Black IT company owner. So like I said, I've got my LLC, I've got my own company. It was just really, really cool because it's like, you know, don't tell me what can't be done when guys put their, and we're all from different places, which is really what was cool. So we hung out in a new spot that was new to me, and I was just telling George about it off the air. I'm like, next time you come, you've got to check it out. But we were definitely having some good class from there. So, you know, shout out to my people from the islands and the peninsulas and all that good stuff. But I still say what I said now.
Hey, look, we ain't got no damn sundial or no shit. We got sun up and sun down. And when the sun goes down, anyway, yeah.
That's it. Work over, go to bed. or a party.
That's it.
Right.
Coffee seems concentrate, everybody.
Oh, what's shit. Up? You're the only one. I didn't even know.
How are you doing?
Happy St. Patrick's.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Tomorrow is March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. And it originated in another country, but we celebrate it over here because we like to celebrate any and all holidays where we can all drink. And how
yeah, there you go.
Green beer, right? You know?
That sounds
green
like Monday beer. Through Sunday over here.
They, hey, any day ending in Y, right?
Yes.
That part. Man, good call. You don't strike me as the beer drinker, though. So what do you drink green?
Oh, I'm not. I get the drunk people home. Because not all
Fair
heroes
enough.
Were kids.
Nah. They get in the way. Trust me, they get in the way.
You know something, Phoebe? I love you dearly. I love you. I love you to pieces. But we're talking about when you're not driving drunk people home. Like, what is
your
go-to? What do you like? What is sweet, sour, you know, just a shot here and there? What do you like?
I've seen what it look like when she tastes sweet and sour.
Exactly. So she talked about, I drive drunk people home. Nah, shit, tell us the real thing.
I like
save it for the after show.
I like Sex on the Beach. Sex on the Beach is hard. Sex on the Beach is good taste.
We said drink, woman. We said drink.
That is a Sex on the Beach.
I do love the Sex on the Beach. I love fruity drinks. I like fuzzy navels are very delicious. For my birthday one year, I had like this gigantic fishbowl
with a margarita.
It was an apple margarita. It was really good.
Okay.
She's into the fruity. She's into the fruity. So even when she's drinking, she wants to try to keep it a little bit healthy and organic and shit. Now, George and I ain't going to talk about Florida because that was a whole lot of vodka base, but I digress. So.
I didn't get drunk. I wasn't even buzzed.
Opinions vary. Anyways, from a professional drinker, former bartender, opinions vary. George, I know we got the video. Here's the thing. I like the fact that you're not a fall down sloppy, you know, howly when you're drunk. So I can appreciate that. But just as someone who's got
to, you gotta say, you know what? You gotta change that around because drunk is falling down. Tipsy is classy with it. So you know, when you're a little tipsy, you gotta refer to the women as tipsy because we can get drunk.
Semantics.
We just don't get drunk.
Exactly. See? Tipsy, I was a little tipsy, a little buzz. Yeah, all right, same thing. Your BAC is a little bit high and your judgment is questionable. But anyway, it was cool. None of us had to be carried to the vehicle since I was driving. But again, I will digress once more. Put it like this. Hey,
you
family
were driving?
From the Midwest.
You
ain't even rolling with me yet. How you going to call out my driving?
I did the same. You seem to be the
Yo,
one who drinks
bro,
the most.
I didn't have to be carried anywhere. I was walking on my own two legs.
I drink on my left,
that.
I drive on my right.
Be walking.
No,
no
so
one
dreaming. Had,
I
okay.
needed no assistance. None.
It, no, you didn't.
At
but
all.
See, the thing is, the difference is being buzzed or tipsy or a little bit faded, a little bit nice and all that is one thing. Being sloppy, fall down, blackout, that's called being a failure. So, no, we had
no failures
that night. Because then, I'm going to talk back to you, but I will say, the young lady, I told y'all, we said this on the show not too long ago, she poured like the pour at Bob's Bunker. Now, if you're familiar with KC, for those who aren't, my apologies, but every town or city has one where they pour with reckless abandonment and they fill the whole damn glass up and then they splash color. That's how they were pouring when we were in West Palm. And so Crystal slurped down a couple of them. And so what does someone who's usually a little faded say? I'm not even drunk. I feel fine. I like I said, I'm a professional, and I was like this. Ooh, shit. So let her tell you what she wants.
I waved my magic wand, and I must say, I digress. Rewind. Now, to go back to that wonderful evening, I was not drunk. No hints of being drunk.
She got
no
a wand.
Bond,
it's so cute.
No
it looks
nap,
like a back scratcher. Is that
no
what that is?
Nothing. No, it's a pen.
Oh, that's cute.
I had to have it. Isn't it neat?
Hey, George, whenever you feel like breaking out the video, maybe not today, maybe on a trip, we'll let the listeners decide. Yeah, by listening to the dialogue, I'm done. I was no kind of drunk. I don't know what the hell I said, but I was no kind. Listen,
I
am again. Baby, famous last words. I know you weren't. Yes, I'm just like, listen, every receiver is always open. Every shooter is always open. Nobody's, listen, we're, none of us is ever drunk. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
George, come back in.
Listen, I'm not even going to pretend
right.
that I wasn't.
So this is what we're going to do. I'm having technical difficulty with my video. So, while I fix my video, we're going to do this right here.
Her first tequila sunrise.
I did it.
So, well, I didn't do it. She did it. She said it like she about to like bungee jump or some shit.
Come on, good.
Take a big swallow. Don't spit it out either. You know we don't play that shit.
Tell me if there are any products on the market right now that protect for humidity. Because did you see how my hair looked in that clip? Like, did you see what the Florida humidity did to me? I look like Simba. Like,
mine too.
I feel like
Simba Kuna
Matata.
Mama, it's just a simple hot oil treatment and just kind of like then put that iron on it afterwards and just let it flow. That's it.
Do a
hot oil treatment every so often so it could take out that fizz and that, you know, that thing that it does when we're nice and it's all done and then we get into the sun and then it goes.
Yes, and walk around looking like Mufasa.
But see, you don't know that. You don't know that after you drained the tequila sunrise in 30 seconds and went on your second one. But you know what? I ain't trying to hurt nobody.
And I was not drunk.
Did I say that? I never said you were drunk. I just said I will let the listener's subjective opinion determine your level of inebriation.
Yo, you got your mind, man. That did not happen.
I know it didn't, girl. Therefore, your ass was. She was in the light. It's cool. Listen, most rookies don't know when they hit that wall. And it's okay. It's okay. Let
but
Coach
never
Rod show you.
It never happened.
We didn't want you to fall down. Of course not. You didn't hit the wall. I just want you to be a little bit relaxed, have your speech a little slowed down, and being all relaxed and feeling goodified. I wish I knew what her name was. I forget her name, but she did a good job. The bartender, she did a good job. I can't think of her name at the moment.
Yeah, it was really good. I think it was Katie. But it was that tequila sunrise. That was the very first time I ever had that. It was really good.
Yeah.
You have a fruity drink that tastes really, really, really good. I like it.
Yeah, but did you see the look on her face when she hit it?
You know.
I like the mangoritas
that they have now. You got the mangoritas, strawberitas, pararitas,
bananaritas,
pineapple ritas. I like all
the ritas.
Have you ever seen a baby that has chicken or bacon for the first time? Like, you ever seen how they close their eyes? I'm like, oh, Jesus, this is it. That was the look.
Right.
That video, It was so funny because that baby, it was a baby that had fried chicken leg for the first time, and then there was one of a baby that had, like, bacon. And this shit will change your life. It will. And I understand. I put bacon on anything, and I'll tough it out. And so that was the look she gave after she literally drained that first one. And then we were like, George and I looked at each other like, oh, yeah, here we go.
It was good. Well, when I took the first sip, it was tart, and that stuff was strong. But the more you sip on it, you know, the better it tastes. And you'd be like...
The more you
sip
on it.
The defense has breath. I'm done. I'm done.
So what had happened was, okay.
She talked herself
right
into jail.
Right.
Right into a conviction.
So guys, before we go forward, I need 1 second to do two shout-outs.
Okay,
I want to send out a huge shout out to Mike of I Said It Management, because we are literally on 2 pages of Global Networking Magazine, which actually released on yesterday. So shout out to I Said It Management.
Mike, thank you, sir. Thank you. We appreciate you, brother.
Okay. He's awesome. He just reposted all of our stuff too, you know, back on his, you know, Instagram. So he's got a lot of rotation and a lot of love going on for CB and the Boys, as we are also a sponsor on his show. So, whoop.
That's a huge
shout out. Yes, go ahead, baby.
No, go ahead and finish your shout out.
Okay, and another hot shout out to my girl in the Virgin Islands, Tia Toussaint. She actually has like all the cleanses and teas and smoothies, all the protein smoothies and all that good old stuff for us as we go into spring summertime. So FYI, you guys can go on my social media, wherever, and just look her up and, you know what I'm saying, spread some love so she can get her business going and y'all can get y'all bodies going. And, yeah, FYI. VI.
Right on.
With that being said, right quick, speaking of I Said It, I'ma show it. There you have it.
Yes.
Boom,
boom, shakalaka.
I think that's so funny that we sponsored by them, because, like I said, I'm one of those people that says it all the time. I love it. So that just lets people know right then and there, I ain't backpedaling. You heard me. So I love the fact that we're rocking with them, because that's my thing. Yeah, I said it, and.
That's right, and.
I love it. You know, it really should be and, question mark.
Exactly, A.
That's
and.
Cool. I love it.
Hey, maybe. Look, maybe you should run with that one right there, Raj. And question mark.
Right.
I got an and exclamation point.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
And we 15 days in the wake up.
Oh, boy.
Hey, that part down there.
Problems run amok.
15 days in the wake up right there.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's coming. 15 days in the wake up. Mom, we on a plane to Florida.
I'm going to take some lessons from CB on pleading the fifth. Because, listen, while we're there, I'm pleading that fifth. F-I-F-F.
Hey, guys. And I got, look, if I forget this one here, I better go back to where I came from. It definitely wasn't inside of my mama. Anyway, a huge shout out and a big, big, big birthday shout out to my mother. Her 73rd birthday was actually on Sunday. So happy birthday, mommy. Yeah. Love you.
Happy
As
birthday.
She goes through her chemo and all her stuff. You know, she's just chilling. But today she sounded like a 15-year-old on wheels, honey. You couldn't tell her nothing. So
that's what's up. That's what's up.
Prayers and shout out. Happy birthday to my mommy. Yeah, I got to have one for her. Right here, let me take the tip on it.
She got a big-ass job. So you got the birthday glass for your mom, huh?
Hell yeah. That's
right, that part. That's what's up, though. Good deal, good deal. Happy birthday to your mom.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, family.
Got to play some music and back that thing up.
Yes.
Happy birthday to
ya. Happy birthday
to ya. Happy birthday. I wonder, does he still do that? Does old Stevie still perform that from time to time?
Yeah,
we're
going
to have to do our own CB and the Boys birthday shout-out dance.
Yeah, we might have
put
something
Lord.
Together. That is true. I know. Yeah, I know.
We can back it up.
Right. That might be interesting.
So cool.
That might be really interesting.
Hey, that would be nice to do a birthday segment on CB on the Boys. If you got a birthday, shit, hit us up and let's shout you out.
That's right.
Yeah.
$100
your birthday. Hey, George is granting wishes. George is granting birthday wishes.
What would that be?
I'm not in that. I don't want no trouble. I'm too young for that. I'm not in it.
You just started this shit. What is it?
I know, right?
I'm not going to give them a birthday lap dance. We'll just have to nail them to their doorstep.
I mean,
Lord.
You know what? I think everything would change. Don't hit me with no change. But, like I said, you got the camera. 1, 5, and 10. You know, if your boy got to retire the bow tie, I mean,
The worst thing is, I could actually
see how they're
doing.
You know what? I'm a plead the fifth again on some of my younger days. I don't want no trouble.
Here we go.
Yes.
Big up to Steve Lynn, brother Steve Lynn.
Roger, where you at, man?
My internet is freezing for several days. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Hey. Yes. Happy birthday, Josie.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. I'll play back this show for her when she wake up tomorrow. Yeah.
All right, one more.
Yeah. I heard it was somebody's birthday. Yeah. PJ Penna birthday song. Yeah. Yeah. Today is your birthday. We gon' say it loud. Today is your birthday. I know you're so proud. Happy birthday. Blow the candles like a kiss. Throw a party, everybody bringing gifts. Yeah. Got a new outfit and it's lit. Yeah. Best day of the year, you can't miss. All my friends coming in, and my parents raise my allowance.
She just a cut-off chick, man. You know what, George? You shouldn't talk, though. I'm sorry. Because you be cutting your shit off, too.
Well, shit, sometimes we go long. Sometimes we cut the show. Never find the happy
ending. Yeah, I know. That might be a seven-minute birthday song.
Oh, good Lord.
Right.
It'll be tomorrow. It'll be somebody else's birthday.
You know, if it is, then this is for them.
Yeah. I heard it was somebody's birthday. I heard it was somebody's birthday. Yeah, PJ Penn a birthday song. Yeah, yeah. Today is your birthday. We gon' say it loud. Today is your birthday. I know you're so proud. Today is your birthday. We gon' turn out. About to throw a party, get it lit and wild out. Cut the cake and we gon' say happy, happy, happy birthday. Blow the candles like a kiss. Throw a party, everybody bringing gifts. Got a new outfit and it's lit. Best day of the year, you can't miss. All my friends, it's coming in. And my parents raise my allowance. Yeah, I'm jumping around, yeah, up and down. Hey, happy birthday, we gon' sing it now. Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, for everybody that has a birthday, will have a birthday, will never have a birthday, will always have a birthday, everybody's birthday. Birthday, 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 birthday. Happy birthday from
birthday.
We wish you much joy and happiness and love on your birthday.
I feel like Pee Wee's Playhouse, like the word of the day and stuff.
The word of the day is birthday.
Hey, yeah, I remember that.
Somebody's having a birthday.
Somebody in here.
Somebody in here, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Somebody in here,
it's your birthday.
Somebody in here, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Everybody move like it's your birthday. Birthday? Mama dance on your birthday. Mama, go and break it down on your birthday. Birthday?
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 Okay.
Celebrate, girl. Nobody can compare with you. Birthday in January, so she your Aquarius. They say the pussy got miles like Daria, but she look better than most chicks in her area. Shawty don't want a lame, she only like G. Only fucking with the thugs and the white keys. Birthday February, time Pisces. It's a new fall with Long Island high tea. Then right after January and February was a girl who was an Aries who always be broken Mary. That style show, but her stuff so hairy, ass so fat, earring canary. Now break it down with your friends, you were tourists.
That's a little birthday from Twista.
I like that.
That's a bad boy, Midwest night.
We must put that in the collection. That was nice. I like that.
Yes.
If
I knew
like
that for the birthday
party, I would.
Oh.
Maybe.
Girl,
maybe
that
can,
ain't nothing. Ew.
I could take a twerking journey and let everyone know my progress. I can't twerk. I can't even twerk, let alone irk.
Wow.
Family. We got Spinfo filling in today. Spinfo, man. My man, yo, Jay. Why? Morning show. It's your birthday.
This is weird. So what is he doing? Yo, I thought this was your guy. DJ Spinfo representing the BX. Spinfo's in high 97. And he's not really. Yo, Breeze. Let's turn up. I'm on a day, and I'ma do what I want. We gon' celebrate in the winter. You know I get fresh from the neck to my toes, so I stop.
Yeah.
It's my birthday. Well, in your birthday, dress for your birthday suit. And if you know you're getting money from your birthday loop, you know my fellas get fired on my birthday suit. You gotta tell me
your birthday suit. Your birthday suit. Your birthday
I like that. Okay, yes. So happy birthday to all the birthday people, including my mother, Josefina Ramos, out of St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands. Mommy, love you. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Someone else has a birthday.
Happy birthday, mama.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday. So we have no more March birthdays. That's great. My birthday used to be in March, but I no longer acknowledge it, so.
What the hell?
Right, what just happened?
How the hell you used to have a birthday in March?
I don't acknowledge
it. Where do that at?
I don't acknowledge
it. Hey, you know everybody gets to that age where they start going backwards or they maintain whatever age you choose.
Right.
Yeah, all right. Say that when shit starts hurting. Start going out.
Okay,
on
guys.
You.
So something started with daylight savings, but we decided that we're gonna start late with our show. So while we started late and beautiful and all that is good, we just need to get on with our segments because something over here is getting ice watery, and yeah.
Hey, listen. Don't ruin the drink. Don't ruin it. Like I said, Mimi's trying to get it in. Talk about it, girl. Talk about it.
But wait a minute. Right before you do that, I do have to one more birthday shout out. Birthday shout out. Today, at the age of 63, today, March 16th, happy birthday, the famous, ever so faded, Favor Flav.
Okay, I can get with that. I'll give that up. Hey, where's your big clock?
right.
Hey, say what you want. I love 911 as a joke. That shit was hilarious, but I love
911 is a joke in your town.
All right. I'll let you have that, George, because I was sure about to cut you off. We going dark on you.
Well, shit, you know, he claimed that shit many years ago because there is a problem calling 911 today. You got to go through a lot
right.
of shit to get to
right.
that.
Right.
By the time you get to that,
right.
it's over.
That's a whole different
if
story.
If you call 911 right now in any city in the United States of America, the first thing they're going to do is put you on hold.
Yep.
Yes, please hold on. Do not hang up. What?
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you've reached this number in error, please hang up and try your call again. Tell me we ain't heard that.
You know it's bad when the 911 get a special call center? Because the first time I experienced that, I dialed 911. It was like, well, hold on, let me get you to the police department. What the hell was 911? What do you mean that you give me this? This is supposed to be the police.
911 call center. There's a difference.
Right, exactly. Like, man.
And don't let it not be your county. They'll be like, hold on a second, let me transfer you to your county or your city. What?
Right.
I'm dead.
Exactly.
A long time ago.
I don't know all that because I don't make that call. But yeah, I wouldn't know. But that's a whole lot going on.
I've made it a few times, and yeah. That's what happens.
Yeah, I usually make it like if I'm on the road and there's debris and stuff like that and you kind of like want to help out the city, you just call them and then they'll transfer the call to the Department of Transportation. Yeah, they'll do that.
That's right there. This is the reason 911 has a call center. With phone calls like that, 911 is for emergency. That is not an emergency.
If I damn near killed myself with a fucking horse or a cow or some shit in the road or debris or somebody gonna drop their furniture, I'm gonna call 911. Let them know.
That is not a 911.
Do me a favor, go pick that shit up.
The 911 is after you have the wreck.
I can't right now.
We're gonna laugh about that shit, but that shit is not a joke because I know that shit is happening.
But it's not a 911 until you are danger.
Hey,
no, you want to avoid
this
the danger.
Flew off the chair and came in my car. I don't know how. It
come
blew
back
and ran at me. No, I can't. I can't right now. Mimi, what you got? No, I'm done. I'm done. Come on. Give me a reason. Give me a reason.
Guys,
you got the gold.
I got this big old beautiful bottle of 3 kilos coconut vodka.
Okay, right on. Looking all
nice
fancy.
Bottle, right?
I like it already.
It goes really well with mango soda. I know that sounds crazy. It's almost like having Coke and rum. But mango soda and coconut vodka is the business. So you guys ought to try
it.
It's nice and sweet. It goes well with everything. CB, you would definitely love it.
And, mango's fire.
Yeah.
I got one problem. I'm more allergic to coconut.
I guess you're drinking just mango? I don't know.
I'm okay
great.
With that.
It's Tropical.
No, he's going
like
to stay
this.
With what he drinks. So FYI,
right.
Mango soda, coconut vodka, that's what it is. 3 kilos, it's awesome. You guys ought to try it.
Okay.
And what is everybody drinking?
Whew.
Come on, guys.
George, you got your standby?
Show your stuff.
Negative.
What the hell is going on tonight, George?
Fazoli's.
Okay, Fazoli's. And what type of restaurant is that? What's that? I've never heard of Fazoli's before.
Fazoli's is an Italian restaurant.
Italian fast food.
Nice.
Yeah, Italian fast food restaurant, to be more specific.
Okay, and
so
Robert, you're drinking water?
So I, yeah.
For the first hour of the show, yes, I am, because I just came from a meeting, and it was serious on the bourbon and scotch. So, yeah, I'm going to hydrate for the first hour. But you know I'll be back. Come on, this is me.
That's all right. CB, what we got over there, baby?
No light.
Light.
You know what? Look, that's okay.
I look like a floating head right now.
No, you're not.
You look like a deer in the headlights.
I saw the darkness, but you know what? Being in the dark is a lot better than falling down slowly. So.
Well,
I love you,
sis.
Going on the blooper reel. This is going on the blooper. What was in your dinner? What did you have to drink? What's in your drink cup? That's what I want to know. You got on a late show. How the hell you do that? First of all, the whole show was late. Everybody watching, they know we were 30 minutes late getting started, and you was late to that. So you got late to a late show. Then you knocked your whole microphone down. Thought didn't nobody see that, didn't you? And then your lights just went out. What is in your drink cup? That's
you know
what
that?
I want to know.
See how
people
do
you?
No, I accidentally rolled over the cord and it unplugged it. That's why the light went out. I had to quickly adjust. But it was crazy because once I moved the chair, then it came right back, so I didn't have to like fiddle with it.
This is the official CBN Awards blooper show.
Yeah,
I mean, don't feel bad. Everybody got lighting issues. Look at Roger and his green hair.
Oh, it is.
Exactly.
Hey, you see that? I'm cosmic today. Yeah, I think it's the light and white show. I'm a star. Ain't nobody told you?
Hey, you look kind of like Dennis Rodman now.
Oh, that's my boy, though. Shit.
No.
The world is my dude. Shit, well, say what you want. That's my guy. That's my thing. I don't even like basketball, but I watched it the whole time.
Like Dennis Rodman.
No, I'm not going to listen, but obviously I don't. But like I said, that's my guy. Mm-hmm. The word, man.
Liked his game, and then he went somewhere on me. I just couldn't go. I couldn't go with him.
Where did he go that affected his play? Because he was still balling. I don't give a shit.
Oh, shit. You know what?
It didn't affect his play at all. That's all I care about. Hey, what you doing your own time is your business. He was a baller.
That's
like I said, that's all
yeah,
I
he
care
was.
About.
He was definitely a baller.
But The boy had leopard print hair. I don't give a shit. Get rebounds. pay that man. Yeah. So now he's just world touring. I follow a guy. I like the guy. I just like him because he doesn't give a shit.
Yes, exactly.
I just figured out why my son looks so weird. I have on a green shirt, and anything green picks up like green screen. So my
Yep. So she just head and arms.
That's right. That's
head
right.
And arms.
That is so interesting. Yeah,
you know, I thought that was a top with like some little see-through action thing, because I was like, you know, you can't, because there's a mic right there, you can't really see everything. So I was like, okay, my sister got a little thing going on, you know, go ahead, show your little shit.
She made the mistake of wearing a green shirt using green screen programming.
I've been close to that before. I had a shirt that was too close to it, and I had to hurry and go change because that same thing happened. But I caught mine before the show.
Yeah, it says, want to get a little lucky, and it's got a little leprechaun. Isn't it cute?
We don't know. We can't see it.
We can't see it.
You're right.
We can't see the leprechaun, Mama. It might be cute, but we can't. Hey, look at you, see-through.
Now you're putting your girls all in the camera.
You can't see them because they're behind green. Yeah, wear a green bra. Show how that goes. All you'll see is these two big ass spaces where it should be, and then like everything. You'll see her arms and shit.
So we were supposed to be in the after show with this right here, but anyway. So who's next on the agenda?
we have a disclaimer.
We asked back with that mate.
Yeah, we have a disclaimer.
Warning. All material contains explicit language, which may be offensive to some viewers or inappropriate for children. The content within this video is intended for mature audiences only.
See? That part.
That.
Right, I mean, there. Nobody is mature, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
The baby should be... It is literally... 12 a.m. Eastern time. So, yeah.
That's crazy. See, this whole daylight savings time. We were just talking about that, though. So, you know what? It might change. Now. Well, no, it has changed. George was talking about the, I guess, they passed whatever.
They voted this morning, and they voted unanimously that across the board, across the United States, the federal government said... We are going to maintain DST.
So y'all are going to be 2 hours ahead of us on the West Coast forever.
Well, there are time zones, but did they mention
you're still
which way they're
going to
go?
Time zones. We're just not going to shift the hours. It's going to stay
back and forth.
It's going to stay where we are right now.
Right.
That extra hour. We're going to stay. We're going to stay in spring forward mode, so that you have that extra hours of daylight.
Do you realize? I think daylight savings time starting like in 1918, and they're just now like 100
further.
And you know, further. I thought it was 1918. What year?
1908.
What year was?
1908.
Okay, so even further, but that's goofy. They took all this time to be like, yeah, we'll go back.
No, so, this is the third time.
It took all this time to keep it where we'll go back. So that's crazy.
I have a brain spring for you guys.
Uh-oh. Go.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Should I put my seatbelt on?
Yeah, buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy, bumpy, bumpy riddle. Here we go. All right.
Different shots.
Rich people don't need it. Poor people have it. And if you eat it for a long period of time, you will die. What am I?
Boss. The only two words I need is my boss and my work. I don't know.
Rich people need it. Poor people have it. And if you eat it for a long period of time, you'll die.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'm
okay, say it,
because
don't nobody have it. Look at that, over there,
George
over there. Everybody trying it.
No, she's asked me this joke like 29 times.
And you have the answer?
What's the answer?
I don't know. But when you hear it, it's so simple, you're going to be like, oh, my God.
Clearly, you've been paying attention, George, clearly.
So it is something to eat. Evidently, it's something to eat, but if you eat too much of it, you can die. You can die really? From eating this shit? What can you eat too much of that you can die?
Oh, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Not other people. Roger, come back in.
That would have been a good twist on it, definitely. Do we have anyone of our listeners or anybody want to weigh in on what the answer could be?
Can you imagine that, though? If you eat enough of anybody, you could die.
Because that's what people are doing, staying up late to answer goddamn riddles.
But it's such a good riddle.
I'm gonna make you really feel really bad about it in a minute.
Oh my God.
See if you can figure out the answer.
I can't figure it out. I wouldn't even know.
When you hear it, you're gonna be like, oh, damn. Here she go clicking shit again.
I didn't do that.
My drink is broken, so.
That wasn't me.
That might have
been me.
Hey.
Oh, shit. It was me clicking on shit. I'm sorry, guys.
That's all right. I do it all the time.
No, I've been clicking on shit tonight.
That's why I thought it was her.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry. Hey, CB, you are drinking something. What's that?
Water.
Oh, wow.
So, are y'all ready for your answer yet?
Yes.
What do you call a dog with no legs?
It's nothing.
Wait a minute. What happened to the friggin' question?
Nothing.
The answer is nothing.
The answer is nothing.
Some bullshit. People have nothing. And if you eat nothing for a long period of time, you'll die.
That's
now you
want to
hear a crazy fact about that riddle? 80% of kindergartners get that answer right.
Very little. Well, it's pretty clear that some people just got school kind of wasn't our thing, We
kindergarten wasn't your thing. What was going on in kindergarten, no. Roger?
I plead the fifth.
Miss Johnson is pretty.
I'm just saying. Listen, I've been a little man for a long time. That's all I'm saying. I'm just throwing it out there. Like I said, Get in there, boy.
No, it's okay.
Let me dusty races, Miss Park. Whatever. I'm not gonna throw out my little school crushes. Everybody had one.
Since you in the riddle mode, which side of the cat has the most fur?
Outside, holler.
That's a good answer.
Just think about it.
Are we really doing this?
Answer.
Are we really doing this? Which one of y'all eating fucking Jolly Joe's or drinking Snapple or some shit? Because this is clearly where these are coming from. So they don't really on the underside of a whiskey bottle. That's all I'm saying.
It's coming from somebody on Beagle.
Clearly. Okay. Then tell them to go to timeout riddle me this one, shit.
I'm closing mine because it ain't working. Keeps kicking me out.
Yeah, why is it doing that?
Why is what?
Why it's doing that?
No, we don't know because we're not doing that, floating head.
Well,
all right.
What do you call a dog with no legs?
It doesn't matter. He ain't coming to you.
Really upset.
Yep, that's the answer.
Something like that. He said it don't matter. It ain't coming to you.
That's the answer.
Is that the answer?
Yeah. It ain't coming nowhere. You don't call it because it ain't
right.
coming to you.
Exactly. Oh my God, y'all amazing.
Ooh. How do you know which potato is the most promiscuous?
I don't know. The one that loses its skin the fastest? I don't know.
The one that says, I don't know.
Okay, whose segment is next? Okay, I'm done. Oh, you guys, y'all crazy.
We're going to take a music break.
That's a good idea. Are y'all serious?
I want to show you, man, that I need you. I want your body till the very last drop. I want you to follow when you want me to stop. And who can love you like me? Who can sex you like me?
Oh, yes, I will. Oh, yes, I will. Oh, yes, I will.
All right.
Well, y'all ain't ready for Keith. Wow. Y'all ain't ready for Keith. You got to spell his name K-E-E-F. Keith Sweat. That's how you know he's famous. Yeah, Keith up in there. Keith and them.
Don't play with it. Don't play with that man name. He going to come on the show one day and be like, look, man, I don't know who the hell y'all is, but put some respect on my name.
Hey, and I'm going to say, nigga, you know when a chick call you Keith, she's serious about her business. I'm going to say, do whatever you do, I don't care. You can, hey, sing all you want to my woman. Just do that shit over the phone. You can't be in person. Certain people, you can't let sing to your woman. You know, they can't be in the same room. Keith used to be one of them back in the day, boy. You better not have your girl around Keith in there trying to help mom and them do dishes and shit, and he starts singing. All of a sudden, all the old ladies splash, just splash. No, nigga, we ain't doing it. No. Nope.
Ew, ew.
Nope. Say what you want. This grown folk. You gonna say it like, yeah, well, clearly, one of us knows. Something you can't do that with.
Is that one of your secrets?
Is that what?
Who has a juicy secret?
Oh,
it's like somebody's going to come up and be like, yeah, you know, I robbed a bank back in the day. Really?
I love a secret.
Well,
she, you guys don't know what it is. It's,
lead by
it's kind of dirty, though. All right. Here's my
sense.
Dirty little secret. I fell in the mud.
What? Wow, where?
Hell no. Hell no. Hell no.
It's my dirty little secret.
When?
Well, let me give you a dirty, a cleaner version.
Okay, hold on. As a...
Come on, bitches.
Hey, this is what I'm thinking about your dirty little secret.
God.
My name is your boy. I got the birth
version. Alright, so my dirty little secret is I fell in the mud. The cleaner version is I take a shower and take a bath and everything's fine. So I gave you the dirty version and the clean version.
What? I don't understand.
CD, I want you to listen to the chorus of this song and embrace it.
Yeah, kinda.
That's the main part I wanted you to hear. That right there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, guys. So this is the thing. This is the thing. The title of the show is Family Secrets, Tell or Don't Tell, and the Effects. Stevie Dunn came on with a secret that's not fully a secret because you got to tell what the secret is and how it affected you.
Well, it affected me. I was mad because I had to, you know, wash my clothes on a day that I probably wasn't planning on washing clothes. So it just kind of threw everything off. So, yeah.
You ain't got one pair of pants?
It's better to be pissed off than pissed on, I always say.
Kind of depends.
You never been pissed on?
Some people are into that.
Wow.
So don't nobody know where the golden shower is now, huh? Oh, y'all ain't grown now, is you? Okay.
Wow.
You sure right. I'm just, listen.
I didn't say I don't know what it is. I just ain't been in it.
That's funny.
You know how I ain't been in one? Look, you know how you know I ain't been in one? Because I'm not in prison. I'm not in prison.
Anymore?
No, if I get a golden shower, I'm going to jail, and I ain't going to ever get out. Well, I'm killing
CD, my bad, sis. I'm sorry.
That person, everybody they know.
I was just assuming her shit.
I'd be like, Rita Pryor, why did you kill everybody in the house? They was home.
They was home.
No. Better yet, like the dumbass that called the show talking about, you know, I'm about to go kill somebody. What do you guys think I should do? What the fuck?
Right.
But you know what? Here's the thing. You can't get rattled. You got to be like, yo, record that shit and send it to us so that we can make you infamous. There you go. There's always an answer to every ridiculous question. So you can't get rattled.
You would have been such a public accessory to that shit. They would have found a new name for your ass for that judgment in court, okay?
All I would have done was been like, here you fucking go. Guess what? All computers have IP address and locations. I'm good, mama. Trust me. Like that shit. Just like all of our friends that call in and try to, you know. My favorite is still November.
Do you know how people get charged with an accessory? Is when somebody calls and say, hey, look, somebody just beat me up. I want you to come over here. And the person gets in their car, go over there, and kill everybody, right? And that's an accessory, not just a murderer, but it's an accessory if you say, yeah, go ahead, shoot everybody. Mm-hmm. So this dumbass calls the show to be like, look, man, I'm about to rob somebody. Somebody wants me to come be a part of this. What do you guys think I should do? What?
Shit, if you
dude,
pull
hang
up
the phone.
Hey, just like on Menace to Society, mail that shit in. Just mail it on in. You're going to be on TV, dog. You're going to be on TV. Knock yourself out. Channel 5.
That'll be a show all in itself. CB and the Boys, what would it be called? Shit.
Behind Bars.
CB and the Boys, Sing Sing from Sing Sing.
Behind Bars,
right.
Like a motherfucker.
Yes. And I'm telling you now,
I am not a crook.
Listen, I will snitch. To snitches and bitches.
Like my boy Earthquake said, if you catch me, you caught us.
You know what? That's right. I used to tell everybody that when I was younger, like, don't get in some shit and put me in it because, trust me, we are all going down. Do you know how much they avoided my ass? Don't tell me any shit. You're right. Don't tell me.
That's Nina Brown over there, y'all. Don't bullshit. She's taking everybody with her.
I'm not going down by myself. I'm sorry. And I love my baby girl dearly, but I saw her do that shit, and I told her, I said, I don't know. You a bigger person than me. Ain't no street credit in the world going to make me take a downfall for nobody. We all going down. We all going to do this shit together. We did it together then. Don't be backing out now. Talking about, let me take a drink for my daughter. Kima, I love you, baby.
Listen, I'm not even going to fucking jaywalk around y'all. Y'all some school pigeons. Damn. Y'all, he didn't pay for that last
drink. Everybody going down.
Do your dirt all by your lonely. That's why.
George was the driver. Roger was the instigator. Phoebe brought some water because we needed to be hydrated.
We was all six states away and still went down.
This whole square right here.
Damn. Can't trust nobody.
I mean, like, right, Your Honor, it wasn't me. I can prove it. I was in Wyoming robbing the bank.
Right. How you gonna pin me on the head? I had a whole different set of money with different serial numbers. She lied.
You guys know what a secret is. Does anyone know the definition of a secret? Well, a secret is not known or seen or not meant to be known or seen by others.
That counts Mimi out.
That's on those things.
She's singing like a canary,
boy. Look, our family secrets were seen, they were heard, they were told, but all that
Mimi,
shit was generations
Mimi,
behind, because generations
Mimi,
forward, we couldn't say we
Mimi,
knew shit.
Mimi,
what?
Mimi, then it wasn't a secret.
Right. Our laundry got aired out on the clothesline in the backyard.
Yeah,
discretion is not, it ain't key in your fam.
Because after those generation had kids, and then those generations started doing dumb shit to the kids, then we had to keep it all a secret. Until those generations started dying out, then we could tell the secret. So that's what's happening today.
It all eventually comes out, though.
It all eventually comes out. So it's not a secret so much, after all.
Something that is not properly understood. It's a mystery. A secret is a mystery of sorts. It is a mystery.
It ain't a secret if more than one person knows it.
It's a mystery. It's a secret. How Roger's brain works is a secret.
If we had a dog in the van, we could be like the fucking Mystery Machine gang. It's for... Hey, I have to be the Black Freddy. George, I want to be Shaggy.
I got to be the Black Ball Shaggy. So I got to have the sandwich.
We need the big-ass dog.
I just need the sandwich.
Yeah, that shit would be hilarious. We got to get us a Mystery Machine, like an A-Team van or some shit. Go around, and we got to solve small crimes. It can't be too big. That'd take up too much time.
That would be something. CB and the boys become heroes for the day. So just think about that. If we were superheroes and we fell into, and like we were privy to national secrets, could we, knowing our characters and our personalities, could we keep
The answer is no.
Negative.
We just told you.
Negative.
That she's giving up the ghost. The answer is hell no.
No.
Right.
What secret?
Right. That part. Right.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Look, I'll be like the 5-year-old that you can't take nowhere.
Right, just ratting on everybody.
Like, wait a minute.
See, Mimi is locked in the closet somewhere. I am
the Caribbean Forrest Gump.
At least you admit it. I can appreciate it.
So I'm telling all the Bammers now. If you try to involve me in some shit, trust me, we are all going down.
Life is like the CB and the boys show.
Mm-hmm.
Life is like the CB and the boys show. You never know what you're going to get.
like a box of chocolates, baby.
No, I love it.
I'm a day 10. I'm not the day 1, baby.
Right. Who's copping the plea?
What's the hardest secret you guys have ever had to keep?
Well, if we don't tell you, does that still count?
It won't be a secret. If we tell you, it won't be a secret.
It could be a secret. It can be a secret from the past. It doesn't have to be a current secret that you're holding under lock and key.
If it's a secret and we tell you, then it's no longer a secret.
I'll tell you somebody else's. I ain't telling you mine.
That's why it's called a secret. You want to have a show about telling secrets?
Hey, we ain't talking about that. We ain't talking about that at all.
Well, this has to be the shortest topic in history, like, really.
Okay, so you know what?
It's a secret.
Let's talk about this shit, because that's what our show is about. Our show is about awareness. So this is the thing. So when you talk about telling secrets, the hardest secret to, okay, so let's put it this way. The hardest secret to have held back was telling somebody or telling the family, right? And this is serious, okay? So telling the family that I was molested by somebody that everybody knew, and if one particular person found out and anything happened to her, it would all fall back on me. So I had to hold it for a while because I was forced to hold on to it until that person passed away. And then when the person passed away, then we found out that the person knew all along. And that created a different type of animal in me. And, yeah, so now I'm not the person that holds back shit anymore. So that's why I've become that. If you fucking get me involved, we all going down. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is difficult, to be honest. Yeah, like to be able to say, do I want to destroy whatever family dynamic there is by coming clean,
right,
and then changing everybody's opinion of whoever, or just hanging on to that and hoping that person dies soon enough. And I say that because I really think that's what people do. People are like, yo, if so-and-so if they just hurry up and die, we can kind of be done. We can talk about it and move on.
Right.
But I'm too much of an eye for an eye guy. So unfortunately, I like getting back. I'll just be honest with you. Like, I'm definitely that person. I don't sit there. I don't leave it in anybody's hands but mine. And so I can't imagine waiting until cousin, brother, uncle, auntie, and somebody's gone, and they'd be like, yo, let me talk about it. If you let me know, we're going to address it. And I think, that's what keeps secrets. Because there's that relative that's going to do something, and I don't want things to blow up. My thing is, I would rather blow up and destroy the whole family chemistry than to let that ride to the grave, because you literally have ruined a whole life. Can you, like, think about that? Your whole life is damaged and destroyed until you got to wait on somebody to die? What if they don't die before you? So your whole life is void. I just don't believe in it. So I'm teasing, but Mimi, I'm with you on that.
No.
She is better than me, because I'm not going to be miserable by myself. I'm going to tell, we're going to talk about it. Everybody's going to be bad up in this
bitch.
You
know, this is the thing, because at the end of the day, right, because our family is how our family is, and if you guys knew my family and the dynamic of it, it's like a whole lot of monsters in this fucking family. So it's just one of those things where it's like, do I really want to risk it as a child growing up at home and don't know how to defend myself just yet? Or, you know, do I wait till I get out of this household and then, you know, start some shit little bit by little bit, which I have, you know, which when I go home now, it's always that question of, oh shit, whose house she's going to, where she's staying, don't invite her to the fucking family reunion because, you know, she's going to say some shit. It's that thing now, which I don't give a fuck. My family knows.
I can see that being scary.
Right. So that was then. Now it's a different type of shit, because this one individual, and it's been several of them that have already died, and I've made it to a funeral or two, which I was really happy to be at. And there's just this one person that have just continuously done shit. And throughout the years, you find out, damn, he did it to this person, he did it to that person, and nobody ain't done nothing. He's still walking around. Is that shit?
I have a question. Why do you think as a child that you wouldn't have been protected? And before you answer, I'm going to say I do understand, especially back in the day, that so many families were really, really centered around the one patriarch, if you will, who took care of things. It was back when mothers stayed at home, men worked, boom, boom, boom. So if you were married to someone and things came out, there went your livelihood, because it was more difficult for women to provide and take care of things back in the day. So I do understand the fear and just the overall trepidation of even broaching the subject with people. But I'm just asking you from your family standpoint, because I'm assuming that it was more than just nuclear. There was no one you think that would have been able to step up and say, hey, you know what, this isn't right, or provide some type of protection, or they just wouldn't have believed it or listened to it because it would have blown everything up?
Well, this is the thing. So the one person that you always take things to when something happens, when you, that one individual would be a parent, because you're thinking, okay, this is the person that's supposed to protect me, and no matter what, if I tell this person this, then she's going to handle it because she a gangster like that. And then when I told, I got muzzled. For damn near more than a decade. So it's just one of those things where I had to hold on to it until I got out the house. And even when I got out the house, I had to be careful about how I brought that information forward. Then when I finally brought the information forward, I found out that there were more family members, including a niece that's all messed up today. And this individual is still walking around. So I'm just like trust me, like we've visited, you know, this whole situation, but it's just one of those things where it's like, okay, Miss Mimi, you know, it's been decades. It's way too late. You know, the niece is like, okay, it's been 10 years. It's way too late. And it's like, what, do you wait until he does it to somebody else before you guys do something?
Right.
Clearly,
I'm struggling.
You know, why is he not, you know, like in the middle of the ocean somewhere swimming the fish? Like, what's going on? But, you know, we leave that, and then we get to the point where we get spiritual with ourselves, right? And we take things to the higher spirit and be like, you know what, Father God, I'm going to just put it in your hands and let you deal with that, because at the end of the day, everybody has to face Judgment Day.
Right.
So I leave it there, and I'm going with my life, but there's still a lot of families that are going through this very same thing that I've gone through, you know, the holding on of the secret and the parents that are not protecting the kids.
Man, that's crazy. I'm always intrigued by it, because I were, you know, when you have kids and little girls and anybody, I mean, but as a man, I'm saying that I just know that would be a tough one, especially if you get to a certain point or age, and then you find out, like, you know, you didn't tell me, it's tough. And I know, like you said, sometimes you have to choose to say, okay, you know what, I'm just going to leave it up to that. Here's what I tell people all the time.
Right.
I don't judge anybody. Pick your choice for how to deal with things. Here's what Roger knows about himself. I know you can say leave it up to God, but I like to consider myself his avenging angel sometimes. So if the shit involves me and mine, this shit's going to blow up like the Godfather.
Oh, hell yeah.
I promise
hell
you.
Yes.
But I can't, I mean, even if now, it would break my heart. I'll be honest with you, it would break my heart. But if somebody, one of my sisters or cousins or somebody told me right now that, oh, when I was 5 or 6, this aunt or this uncle or whatever did that, shit would change. I'm going to address it. It doesn't mean you can undo what has happened, but I am going to let you know, because I can't I can't just say I'm going to wait it out. I'm not that patient. So, again, you know, to quote Steve Harvey, don't trip you through with me yet, because what I'm not going to do is just wait for your ass to die and like, okay, guys, now we can address it. Nope, that's not your boy.
Right.
So I just feel you know, if we don't have any more 4th of July cookouts, I don't care, because something warrants attention immediately. And to me, that's
them. We can't have a family cookout any damn way. We can't have no kind of family gathering. That's it would be World War III, four, five.
See, that's crazy. That's so
we
crazy
can't have
that you can't. Because it's already at that point where it's just rough, huh?
Right.
See,
and then they've tried to have the whole family get together thing, but the cousins who, you know, who are brothers and sisters can't get along. It's always a fight. It's always something. Because there's been so much animosity and craziness with the adults that all the cousins are, like, decades apart. Like, who's that again? Oh, yeah, we were close when we were little, but we haven't seen each other in 30-something years. It's
that type of thing. That's rough.
You know?
Yeah, that's rough. And, again, I know families drift apart and things happen and stuff like that, but it's a lot to think that – it's like the elephant in the room. You have to walk around knowing what you know and then try to pretend like I don't. Here's the thing. I'm a pretty good actor, according to some, but I don't have that kind of a poker face. When I have that kind of information, I don't think I'll let myself. I won't allow myself to just pretend it isn't what it is. I'd rather address it and be done, and that's it. I just don't. Because
that's why I've been in the U.S. for over 20 years.
Right,
because I know me. I'm a time bomb. I go home, it's a problem. Well, I'm going in a few, so there. But
man, I mean, again, big ups to you, because I know that's got to be difficult to have. And it's not, I wouldn't even call it privy to certain information, because other people know, but it, like I said, it's to walk around and you acknowledge the people that know, but then it never gets brought to the table and everyone just mills around. Like, that's got to be so damn tense. You can cut it with a knife. It's got to be uncomfortable.
And then because when you're little, it's one thing because you hear stuff. But as you get older and you listen to the older people's stories, It's like, wait a minute, you guys knew? You knew too? You, all y'all knew? Like, the whole family was corrupted. So it's like a whole government corruption in a family. Like, that's why I'm good, you know?
Do you guys talk about it amongst yourselves? So amongst the people that know what happened, do you guys discuss it, or does everybody just go, listen, we acknowledge it, we know what happened, move on?
Yeah, there is some that are on the move on, and there's some that are like, okay, Mimi, if you do a story about it, I'm in. So we're currently doing like a whole family documentary type thing about that, you know, to bring, not just for ourselves, but to bring awareness to other families, because we are not, my family is not alone in this shit. You know, there's a lot of families that are going through that whole thing, you know what I'm saying, who are being affected today. Yeah. Like, it's, you know, like I told you guys before, I always thank God that I am how I am, and I've really gotten away from the the victim mentality of, oh my God, this happened to me. Like, I was young when I went through that phase, and then I had my daughter at 19, and it changed like my whole perspective of things, you know. And then of course I had my son after that, and I just cut that part out. I went into protection mode. Like, I called my son's father. My son's father has had him since he was one. And my thing was, look, I'm going to leave my son with you. You best not ever take my son to my grandmother's house. Not ever. My son came to knowing our people and our family when he was of age, and I said, now you need to go see who your family is, because you done damn near dated one of your cousins. And before y'all got into bed, I'm glad we caught it. So, you know, yeah, you are of age now. Go see who they are. But FYI, you know, his father, trust me, I had his father tied up to all my fingers. Like, the trigger finger is definitely one of them. Do not take my son to that house. And he never did. So I got to give his ass a little kudos for not doing that.
If someone says that about their own family, I think even if you have a, you know, a rocky or cool relationship at best, I think that's still good that he was willing to say, you listen, you know what, in spite of everything else, I know this is serious, and I 100% won't do that. So, you know, big ups to him. You know, I think that's definitely, it's more prevalent than I think people used to realize. I think now people are starting to acknowledge it because the world has gotten smaller by way of social media, TV, internet, things like that. People are starting to realize, you know what, you're not alone, and I think that's giving people courage to come forward and do exactly what you're doing now. And again, with you giving your testimony, and in the past we've all, everybody's kind of had something or someone to speak up, people are starting to get more brave because they go, listen, it's not just me. I'm not the freak show here. I am actually in good company because of this. And, you know, the more you talk about this, believe it or not, it's therapeutic for you, but you may actually be saving someone from going through this. No matter how many times you talk about it, it's still we have to commend you over and over and over again, because, you know, the more you talk about it, it takes away the sting. It takes away power. You're reclaiming your power. That's dope. But I just know it's scary. It's scary to me to even imagine. So. But, you know,
I stay talking about it because there are people out there that are experiencing that, and they don't even know what to do, where to turn, how to deal with it, you know. And I'm going to tell you guys something. I lost my father in 1996, and he was one that was like, look, I'm already on my deathbed. If you need me to go make some moves, I got you. Like, my dad was like,
that's how it's supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to be, though.
I decided that I'm going to have a conversation with my dad and talk to him about it. So, you know, like, Dad, how do I handle this? Because this is deep. He was like, yo, tell me when. I'll catch a plane. I was like, no, you stay in Puerto Rico and deal with your health. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put it in God's hands, and God got this. I just needed more people in the family to know that I am not afraid to talk about it with everybody, because we need to protect the little ones, you know?
Right.
That's what I went through. I already been through it. It's all about how I handle it. Now we got to protect these little ones.
But that's so crazy to me because I've talked about it before when it comes to it's amazing how, you know, because you've been through it, let's say most of the time it's my ladies that go through it. And when you go through it, it's like you assume, you know what, my shoulders are broad, I've dealt with it, and you don't want to involve anyone else. Like that worries me about my family members because knowing me the way they do, I already know where the fear comes in because it's like, oh, shit. But that's not fair because we spoke earlier about taking away choices. I understand you don't want to live with like, okay, this happened to me, and now that life is ruined because I know this family member is going to go left. But the same way your dad said to you, hey, listen, what needs to happen? I think it's your judgment call to say leave it alone or proceed. And the funny thing about it is, believe it or not, 9 out of 10 times the person who's been affected will say leave it alone, which I find that so strange. And I mean, maybe somebody can shed light on that, you know, why
you
think,
why? Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why we do that.
Please,
and the reason why I did it is because I already know I love my dad. I was daddy's girl. So even though him and my mom divorced when I was 5, I used to get beat down for that telephone bill every time it came every month. Because you remember back in the day, you make a long distance phone call, that shit coming up on the bill, you getting charged for it?
More.
Look.
Our phone bill
was massive because of my little ass that didn't understand what a phone bill was. I just know that I had to hear from my daddy. So when I say, like, the only reason why I decided to, like, hold back on it and, like, okay, you know what, is because I didn't want to see my dad behind bars. I don't care whether he was dying or what was going on in his life. You don't want to see the person that you love the most behind bars, and now it's because of you. Today, I would be an accessory to a murder because I called my dad, told him about something that somebody did to me, and my dad done gone and killed that person. So if it wasn't because of me, he would still be around and not in prison for the rest of his life. So I would be an accessory.
You
would both go down.
So you're saying self-preservation stopped you from doing it or because you worried about him? Because
I was worried about him. No, this is the thing. It had already happened to me. It had already happened to me when I was young. You know, so my thing was, as an adult, I had to make that decision to, like, you know, I want to share this with my dad because I want him to know what happened, you know, just like I shared it with, my mom knew what had happened. She just didn't do anything about it. But my dad, I needed him to know what was up. He got on gangster mode for me, and I appreciated the fact that he wanted to do something, whereas my mom was like, you need to shut up. And she was the one that raised up. So it was just that thing, you know.
Right, and so I'm like, so of course, because maybe they weren't on good terms. Maybe she chose to keep that from him. Ooh,
that was decades of shit. They never spoke.
No,
after
I understand.
In
my mind, I'm already thinking. See, that's two people now because you can't know and not tell me, and just only because the way we feel about the people we love, obviously you fiercely protect that. There is no right or wrong answer. There really isn't. Your answer is every bit as correct as the person who said I chose to speak up at the time. It's just I'm trying to wrap my mind around that, knowing the way that I and I think everybody feels about our family or the people we love, to go, so I have to either not know for a long time or find out when it's too late. And I think that is really, really, it's a tough pill to swallow because
as a child, I couldn't do anything about it because my mother had the remote control. As an adult, I didn't want my dad to do something about it because he was already on his deathbed damn near. And I didn't want to be responsible for that. But today, when I think of this individual still walking around, I'd be like, damn, I should have told dad to go. But you know what?
Okay.
I would have been off if something had to happen to this individual because of me saying something, my dad doing something. You know, I just had to, like, you know what? That's okay. Because the thing about it is that all the people that need to know now today know because of me.
Right. And that's good. So you have done something. You know, you have haven't. So the whole thing, like, you know how people say, you know what, if you die today, will the secret, will the knowledge die with you? The answer is no, and I think that's good.
Right.
You've passed on pertinent information for future generation. Now, this person isn't going to live forever, but it's just, I don't know. It's hard when you have to let that go, and then the only closure ends with someone's death. I just find that that's a tough one to take. It really is. You're a big person for being able to do it. You're larger than life for being able to do it. But like you said earlier, like we talked about, the more you open up about it, the less sting it has, the less power it has.
Yeah.
You're taking away all that power, you know, by saying, you know what, yeah, this happened, and in spite of that, here I am. Now, what can you do about it? So again, like we're gonna put on a shirt, motherfucker. And the question, because after all of that, I'm still here. That's pretty phenomenal. But I just know, I'm kind of an Old Testament guy. That's all I'm gonna tell y'all. I ain't saying nothing else about it. Just know that about Raj.
Like, out of everything you just said, right? Look, out of everything you just said, you said and question mark, and all I'm thinking to myself is, got milk? I do.
See, I'm staying right here with that. I'm not going left or right with this shit. I'm leaving it alone. You're welcome.
Hey, look, I got to shed a little bit of light onto this, but anyway, one love.
Brazil. That's crazy.
Wow.
I think every family has. I think every person has. You know how they say the whole thing about everybody knows something that only them and one other person knows. And, here's a question to kind of piggyback this. If it was, like, the one thing, whatever that may be, that your partner or your parent, somebody that you really loved and trusted, and they obviously didn't tell you for a reason, do you think you really want to know what it is, or do you accept that there's a real live reason that this person didn't tell me and just let sleeping dogs lie? What would y'all do? If you had a get out of jail free card or whatever, and you could literally get anything you wanted, would you want to know that one dark secret from the person closest to you, or would you leave it alone?
You want to know?
Yeah.
You want to know?
I want to know.
Okay, why? Why?
Because if he's cheating, then that gives me...
Go ahead, baby. Go ahead, babe. Go ahead.
If he's what?
If the one dark secret is if he's cheated on me, or if he's cheating or planning to cheat or has thoughts of cheating, then I'll just go ahead and cheat.
You'll cheat too?
But the thing about that...
Hey.
She's like, I want to know so I can get my pass. I need my pass.
Wait, sis, hold on a second. We gotta rewind that tape a little bit.
If
you wanna know if the person cheated, is cheating, or is planning to cheat, so you could know to cheat. You know, you some bullshit, man. Let me have a drink on that shit right there. Hold on.
Hey, Chris was like, listen. I need to get my get out of jail free card too. But okay, so and here's the thing. That's your thing, and I appreciate that. I guess my thought is, if you suspect that anyway, does it matter? And I'm just being honest. By the rules and regulations of certain practices, if you think it or you speak it, you pretty much have done it. So if you really believe that, do you need confirmation? Would that make you feel better? Or do you just say, hey, I got a reason to do it?
Well, not that I need confirmation, but it would be nice to get it straight from the source. And I'm pretty straightforward with my partner when I have one, if I ever have one. I'm okay with that. Anyway. I'm pretty straightforward, and if I want to know what somebody just sees,
did you guys get the memo?
Yeah.
You had a whole conversation we were talking about having a conversation.
That disclaimer, you got me though. Okay, but that's to me, and I'm not trying to make light of it. But to me, that's not even like a deep dark secret. Now, and let me say the caveat to that is, obviously, if you've been in a very long-term relationship and you're supposed to be, that's a little different. I'm not trying to justify time frame, because you know what, 2 days, 2 millennia, it's the same. I guess my point is with that, you kind of get a feeling after, you just, intuition is real, your feeling is real,
well,
energy transfer is real. So
well,
that's not a, to me, it's like, it's not a secret if you feel like you know the person you're with.
Let her talk. Hold on, Roger.
Oh, shit, the one.
All right. So now when you say deep dark secrets, now there's a deep dark secret, and then there is a catastrophic secret. Now, for one, think of how these women felt who now know that their husbands were serial killers. Dennis Rader, who was a serial killer, I forgot what they called him, but he turned out to be a serial killer. There are some other women who were married to serial killers and didn't even know. So a secret like that, you know, how do you handle that? Or if you say you get wind that your husband could be a serial killer, or you start to suspect, like, he's been having,
that
you know, watching.
Okay, wait. That he could be, and I'm married to him? I need to ask him that damn question.
Yeah.
Like, yo, dude, are you out here kidding folks? Because I just really need to know.
You need to probably ask that shit in public, though, because, see, that's called you ain't fucking going to see the light of day if you say that to him. But the thing is, here's my thought. If you really, really suspect something, I think most people do their homework enough to go, okay, my spidey sense is tingling. The thing is, listen to your gut. I'm not saying it's going to be 100% right on everything, but if you really, really get a feeling, then do your research. Now, the only thing I say to people is don't do all that research and come forward making a big fuss about it, and then you're going to stay, you're not going to go, or you're going to go to sleep that night. Your dumb ass deserves to be chopped up. But if you really feel in your heart something's not right, figure that shit out so you can bounce. Like, I don't like lip service. Lip service is just talking shit, and then you're going to sit right there and be like, well, I guess it's whatever. So something like that. Now, I mean, that's pretty extreme, but don't get me wrong, it happens. If I think for a second, first of all, I'm never going to get with someone or marry someone who's got 4 dead husbands and 4 life insurance policies. No, bitch, that's not going to happen, because clearly there is something going on. So
yes.
Common sense, dude, common sense. But I mean, yeah, like by deep dark secrets, obviously we're talking about things like that, or we're talking about something really majorly life altering. Because I hate to make light of it, but you know, people that choose to say, look, I'm not getting everything over here, I'm going over here, I mean, that determined by who you choose that. Because you pay attention to the signs, you set your standards and your deal breakers. That is what it is. That can be controlled or it can be exited. But somebody with a bunch of bodies on their name and record, that's a whole different story.
Right.
Yeah, you got
right.
So,
this woman turns out that her husband was a serial killer. But he was doing it under guys being a plumber. And, as you know, sometimes a plumber can have, you know, calls 24/7 because you never know. And then also he was a locksmith as well. So he was a plumber / locksmith, so which would justify him being out all night and having a van. But it turns out that he was a serial killer.
He was killing people
and
burying
them. And when he got caught as a woman, she escaped. And that's how they figured it out. But it's like, you know, that's crazy. Can you imagine, you know, being married to someone, you're thinking they're out doing their job and they're out killing people.
Well, if you don't know, you don't know until you find out, right?
Yeah.
What would you do if you turned out, if you found out your partner had to register as a sex offender or was a pedophile? Woman or man, how do you handle that?
He gotta go.
But what if they told you? Now here's the thing. If it's cut and dry, adult messing with a child, there's no answer in my opinion. There's never an answer. But what would you do if you go, oh, she was only 16 or 17 and I was 22 and the laws were different, blah, blah, blah. How do you handle something that's a gray area? What do you do with that?
There is no gray area.
You know what? A gray area, well, there is actually, because if she's on that, I'm 18, and you haven't really carded her, and you're 22, because, you know, when we were in high school, we liked the older guys. I'm not going to lie. We liked the guys 2, 3, 4 years older than us. So at the end of the day, you know, there was that gray area, you know, but nobody found out because nobody could find out. So that's the secret shit, right? But my thing is, if you had to sign up as a sex offender because you had a consensual relationship with somebody that said that they were older and, you know, you were older and, okay, that happened, then there's that little, how long ago was it? What was the situation? It's a conversation and it's a mature ending to that story. Like, okay, what am I going to do? Am I going to leave him because he was dating somebody younger, said they were older, and then now he got to register as a sex offender? Am I going to leave him for that? Or did he just really, like, downright was out there messing around with young girls, raping people? That's
right,
really what it is.
Right.
So there is
a gray area. And it's not fair, but it's kind of, it's based on people's judgment where people, see, it's interesting because depending on your geographic location.
It's an inconvenience because then the thing about it is that, okay, Mimi is with this damn sex offender. For the rest of my life, I'm carrying this tag of the person that I'm in love with, that he is a sex offender and he's got to register everywhere we go.
Yeah.
You know, so it's that thing. Do I want to carry on his baggage onto my baggage? And then we're both now like, oh, this is what she's into, or this is what he did, or this is what, you know.
Right.
Fuck it. Move to another country. Fuck it. I don't know.
it's tough, and that's why I asked, because I've actually worked with someone like that, and it was weird because some other colleagues found out and they put it in a small personal chat and they showed it. And it's weird because you can never not look at that person the same. Now, here's the thing.
Yes.
I don't give a shit what you say. If you're over a certain age, anybody 14, 15, or whatever. Listen, I don't like 20-somethings. No offense. You guys are lovely. You're gorgeous. But 20-somethings are stupid, and they're supposed to be. A 20-year-old is just a slightly less stupid 17-year-old, and they're supposed to be. That's why God gave them so much energy. But me being my age, there's nothing like, listen, I have a 24-year-old son. I have a 20-year-old daughter. I have a 17, almost 18-year-old daughter. I promise you that they don't have jack shit relevant to say, but it's relevant to them and they're learning, and I am their source. And so, I could, and as much as I love anything my children say because I hear their voice and I made it, and I love that. But I couldn't imagine going out and trying to go, hey, what are you doing? Are you shitting me? Like, what do we have to talk about? I don't watch your shows or listen to your music. You know what I mean? Like, And so I don't get it, and that's just me. So the idea that older people tend to prey on these teenagers and things like that, it infuriates me. But that's why I asked that question, because you're right. Listen, when I was actually 17, my girlfriend in high school was 15 going on 16. Guess what? In some states, you could be registered. Obviously, her mom knew, my parents knew, because I'm a junior, she was a freshman or a sophomore. It's 2 years difference. But depending on the laws, you can really burn someone like that. So that's where I talk about the gray area, but we're talking this small. We're not talking 35 and 16. And I know it sucks that we're getting into the semantics of it, but it's true, because that gap, I mean, that just shows that there's a real-life problem going on. And to answer you guys' query that you're probably thinking about, no, I never did look at that dude the same. I always kind of side-eyed him and shit like that. I mean, I was casual, but it was one of those, I'll never be seen in public with you because you disgust me on a different level. Professionally, we were fine. But on a personal level, I hate everything about you because there's clearly a sickness going on. And again, if there are some pedophiles or people that are registered that had the same problem out there and you don't like what I have to say, fuck you. Come see me about it because I have daughters. And you can't be more than a few years older than my kid and come to my door. I promise you it's not going to go well. But my children already know better. And the thing is, I'm thankful that they understand who and where their father is, because you know, it ain't gonna, that ain't gonna be a daddy issue that knocks on my door. How about that? This ain't what you want.
Right.
So it's interesting, but yeah, I was just wondering, like, you know, it's such a mess. It's such a mess, like,
look,
that kind of thing.
I just wanted to, Roger, I wanted to give you kudos on something that you just said that stuck on my mind, because I recall my dad saying that to me, and, like, if your kids listen to this one day and they listen to it thoroughly, they'd be like, oh, my daddy said that, and that was so cool. You know, when you said that you created your daughter's or your kids' voices and you love it, like, just
mm-hmm.
that one line. You do not understand how that one line could be so impactful to a child, because my dad had said that to me one day, like, I created you, like, I love you, like, everything about you. And when you just said that, it took me back to him, and that shit just kind of, like, touched me. Like,
right
that
on.
Is,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I got to give you kudos on that, because that was such a beautiful little moment, just right there in that little pocket right there, like, oh, they're going to listen to this one day and be like, oh, my daddy loved my voice because he created it.
Right. You know, and what's cool is they get me. They know I'm left field. They know I'm completely,
yeah.
you know, I'm wacky in a lot of ways, but they get me.
So okay.
I don't have to say
things to you. Let me ask you a question real, real, real quick in regards to that, because... And I think that we had touched on this before. Do you think that if something happened, God forbid, would you be mm-hmm. the person that they can come to and say, hey, Dad, I had a situation and I want you to know about it, without you going fucking...
No. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Okay,
not,
so let me ask
time.
You a question. Okay, so how would that go? Would that be something that they would discuss with Mom, and then Mom would have to, like, okay, babe, I got something to discuss with you, but I don't want you to go left field?
Maybe at best, because again, we've met, they know me, and they know exactly. Here's the thing, I asked them 2 years ago, I straight up to their face. Like, the thing is, we're not the overly emotional, soppy family. I got a family full of smart asses just like me. So, like I said, we have a good time in this particular way. It's not traditional, but they get me. They get me, which is why I appreciate them. But at the same time, and I said that, I asked them point blank, hey, if something ever happened, would you guys tell me? Has anything happened? And they swore it didn't, because, again, they know their father probably better than most people walking, and they also understand.
Maybe they're waiting until you reach, like, 80 years old and you can't do a whole lot and be like, Dad, we got something.
It ain't going to matter, because if I can't, I got somebody that can, and they know that. So I do fear that a little bit.
Yeah.
I fear it a little bit. I, here's the thing. I think I may be wrong. And for once, you guys hear me say it right now, I hope I'm wrong. But I do fear that, because I think they do realize, nope, my whole life mission has just changed. You can't
right.
do that right there. Listen, I'm going to put it to you like this, and I don't mean to put my business down the street, but I don't give a shit. One of my brothers-in-law said something about one of my kids. That guy can't talk to me again. And the only reason that I haven't done something to him is because he's going to probably end his own life in certain ways. I'm not wishing anything. I'm just saying he's living foul.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm going to leave. This is one of the few times you'll hear me say I'm going to leave it alone, because, quite frankly, but he can't. People talk about I don't forgive. I'm not the only thing I don't forgive shit that involves my family. Me, I don't care what you say or do to me. I'm fine. That's the one thing you cannot come for. I do not forgive.
Yeah.
And I even told my mother-in-law that. She was like, well, you know, my Bible says to forgive. And I said, I don't give a shit. I don't read that. Like I said, mine don't. I'm an Old Testament nigga. And that being said, he cannot say anything to me, because what you don't do, that's your niece. And in spite, you can be mad at your sister, you can be mad at me, you cannot like some things, but when you try to make, and it was nothing I care about, it was just the fact that the sentiment behind what was said was like, okay, I'm hurling rocks. So now, it's like that for you. So no, he can't call
right.
me. I mean,
right.
he could probably apologize to them. If it was heartfelt, I'd be like, okay, cool, that's, I understand. It is what it is. I'm not going to trust you. There's not going to be any love, but there'll be no love lost.
Mm-hmm.
But aside right. from that, like I said, no, we'll never be close. Like, I do not forgive when it comes to the most important things to me in my life. So I don't forgive. And again, I don't
of
have
course.
To, because I'm not a saint. So I don't
yeah.
forgive. So that's one of those things that they know me well enough to know that it takes a lot to make me upset. I'm too happy. I just don't give a shit about a whole lot, you know. But the things I do love and care about, be that my friends, my family, whatever, I'm kind of all in. So it does scare me, to answer your question, that they wouldn't say something because, like you just said, I don't want to ruin two lives. I don't want him in jail or worse. And so that does make me very, very fearful of maybe the past. And, you know, my girls are yappers, just like their father. So I think that at some point they may have said something if anything like that happened. But I also think that people probably feel like, probably not those types, because predators do study their prey in the wild. Mm-hmm. In every part of the animal kingdom, and we're part of the animal kingdom. So I want to believe them when they say nothing's gone down and all that, but do I believe them 100% about would they let me know? I don't know. And that's scary. It is. Not much scares me, but that is. So
maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Deer in the headlights. Deer in the headlights. Deer in the headlights.
I'm sleepy.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
Hey, it was not a question for you, babe. It was just a moving on. That was a movie.
Hey, you know, you catch somebody doing, we go, huh? Oh, pitiful, huh?
I was not listening.
I was not even on the same planet. Wow. Okay, well, tell everybody on B on all that bullshit. We said hi, because that's, wow.
I was multitasking, thank you. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes.
Not well.
look, I saw them eyes did like this. I saw this eye did like this, like twice, like, is she praying for us?
You know what? That's cool. Yes. Go ahead.
That part, always.
Listen,
I love it.
I used to tell my grandmother that. I used to tell Gan that all the time. I go, Gan, I ain't worried about it. I got enough of you old ladies praying for me. I'm cool. I'll make it. And she would laugh like a mug because I was telling the truth. So go ahead and finish your prayer.
You done.
Oh, man. That's rough. happy Wednesday.
I'll wave my magic wand. There we go. We're good.
You like that little pen. You must have just gotten that today. When you got that pen?
Yeah, isn't it neat?
I don't know. What all does it do first? What all does it do first?
Look pretty.
Well, first off, it ain't thick enough, so that's all good.
Hey, you can get pin batteries in there. I'm digressing. I'm just saying. Like I said, they come at all types. Hey, 22s kill
that's
people
not what
just
I was
like
talking
nine.
About. You know what? You're so bad. That's the thing. You're
welcome. You're welcome.
Look, this is my birthday gift to myself, Nicole. Like an early birthday.
Hey, but y'all noticed she didn't answer the question, but I'm stepping back. I'm stepping back. I'm just saying. Isn't it cool? She's
the
patting the head and shit.
Nothing.
No.
What was the question? Credit to Getty Images. Want something else?
I'm just saying. Here it is, like.
I'm just saying it doesn't even look like a pen because normally a pen looks like this, like, you know. But that's just a different type of pen. Cute though.
Maybe
it's got a little tip thing on the end.
It's an African booty snatcher. Okay.
Ew.
Y'all never heard? Y'all didn't use that. See, that wasn't a term y'all used back. We used to use that back in the day.
I heard that before.
George, know what I'm talking about?
It makes you feel regal and just like fairy-like. You know, you just wave the wand and everything's cool and serene.
No, if I were to feel regal, if we're talking about that, I would be thinking like Coming to America when James Earl Jones said, "Do you not have sex with your bathers? I know I do." That's regal. White post.
Right.
If I had bathers, that's probably good. Why not?
Now that's regal. Man, that's the difference right there. Oh, the classics. Gotta love them. I know I do. He sounded like such a perv when he said that. That was such a perverted thing.
It's just cool that a legend like him is still around, though. You know, it's just amazing that he's still around.
I mean, damn! Don't you know? Don't wish him gone, but no, listen. Like I said, that's the voice.
I'm saying, we lost Sidney Poitier. You know, and that was a big surprise. But I mean, he lived
he was 90.
You know, so
wasn't Sidney Poitier like 91?
Yeah,
that was
a long life. I mean, he's a legend also. But it's like all of our legends are leaving us. We just have what Denzel.
How long do you think they're gonna stick around?
Morgan
he was 50
Freeman.
When I was 9.
Right, but
do you not know who the man is, man? Like, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I do.
So
also,
you
know he's gonna die eventually.
My point is, he's still a legend, and his work, his body of work, still lives on, which is good. But I'm just saying, all of our legends have left us. We lost Cicely Tyson. An amazing performer, another legend. So there's so many of our legends that are, going on to glory. And, before we go, I wanted to have a moment of silence to the Braxton family. We lost Tracy Braxton. She had a silent battle with cancer that unfortunately she lost. And so our condolences go out to Tracy Braxton's family, Tony Braxton, Miss Evelyn Braxton. I really liked Tracy, I really did. I thought she was really cool. It would have been nice to meet her one day. It seems like everybody that I want to interview, I turn around and they're not here anymore, and it's just like, man. So our condolences to the Braxton family. She was an amazing person. Tracy was talented in her own right, and just her positive energy that she gave, she was amazing. I really liked Tracy. She was a real one. I liked her.
Well, she wasn't very old, I know it's interesting because the older you get, do you realize like certain ages aren't old anymore. So when you hear about someone being 51 or 55, you're like, man, they were so young. Isn't that funny? But yeah, anytime people get, their life is shortened because of cancer, it's just, it is a travesty. So see, Mimi's like, church.
No, let me tell you guys something. You just said that, right? And I know that we're in the moment of loss, so I'm so sorry, guys. But you guys have not been drinking, so I'm on some other shit tonight. But you said that, and it took me to – never mind. This is a story for another show. Come on, y'all. Let's go. It's almost 1:30. Let's just
– Good Lord.
Let's just go to the after show. My bad.
Oh,
it went over
goodness.
My head anyway. Go ahead.
What do you mean? We in the after show.
That was it.
Are we in the after show?
We 30 minutes.
We were in the after show.
Oh, yeah, because
I thought because we started 30 minutes late, we were going 30 minutes into. We're not? We weren't?
Over your head.
It's been 2 hours.
See that plane
going? That's too much math. Don't do that. Damn it. That's a lot of math.
Wait, it's been 2 hours, right? I'm trying
2 hours
think.
Now? 2 hours
yeah,
right now?
Deer in the headlights.
Okay,
deer
no, it's
the
not
headlights.
Deer in the headlights. So instead of us starting at 11 o'clock, we started at 11:30 Eastern time. So would it be 11:30 to 1:30 or 11:30 to 1 still?
Good question.
11:30 to 1:30 because it's 2 hours, right? It's 1:30 now, my time.
We didn't start an hour late.
Well, because when 30 I minutes. Updated it, I thought I made
no,
sure that I made it for 30.
If we start 30 minutes and the show normally ends at 12, then it ends at 12:30.
That's what I'm saying, 11:30 to 1:30 my time is 2 hours.
What?
And we started 11:30 Eastern. I'm not talking about your time. I'm talking about my time. We started.
Right.
We normally started 11 my time. We started at 11:30. So did it go to 1 or did it go to 1:30 my time? It should have been 1:30, right?
1:30. It is now. It should be now.
So it's 1:30
now.
So
yeah, we're 2 hours. Yeah. But you're talking about starting the after show. If the after show was...
I throwed her off with the whole after show comment. She missed it.
Well,
it messed up her whole match.
No, but you didn't answer her question. Her question was, did you roll the after show at normal time, or did you postpone it by 30 minutes like everything else?
I didn't roll it at all. We're still in the show. I was making a facetious statement.
So we're still
30 minutes in the after show.
Yeah, which hasn't
never
gone anywhere yet, but it has
never
been 2 hours. Wow.
Are we still on Block Talk Radio?
Yes, we are.
For how long?
It's time to take the PSAT. Till
it ends.
And when does it end?
Till we end it.
Because you hit the button.
Oh.
Shit, don't stop. Yeah, like the bad boy, don't stop, won't stop. Come on, bad boy. And it won't stop.
Anyway, moving on.
Wow.
It's good to have the power. Maybe we need to start 30 minutes late every other time so we can do what the hell we want.
I mean, you know.
That
part.
Wow.
Right.
And you can have whatever you like.
Hey. There you go.
Sex on deck, phone on ice.
I'm sorry.
Roger, don't judge me.
I ain't got time.
Hey, listen.
Tonight was not.
She jumped to the right side of the menu, and that's all I'm gonna say. Now shit didn't change real quick. That's all I'm throwing out there. All right.
That's okay.
Right.
That's okay.
Let him use you. Let him use you.
Y'all killing me.
Go ahead, sis. I need it.
I don't know what's going on with her.
Let me see how much longer we have on Blog Talk.
No, it's in the red. I just told you that.
I ain't got time.
I just looked at my wrist, I got time today. Fuck it, I'm crossing the line today. The hate be so real, the love be fake. Be bumping their gums and bumping my tape. Don't go against me, they ask for my help. Go get out your feelings and get it yourself. Might got the same shoes, but you ain't gon' sell. That shit that you just put out, you could've kept. Yup, she got a nigga, he got a shirt. Why? You can't compete when you can't compare here. She ate the dick through my underwear. Got up and got herself out of there. I see they put me on memes and things. Don't speak on my life without knowing the real. 8 figures a year, what it cost me to leave. Don't hold it, just say what you feel. But watch your mouth before I fly at your bitch. Work to a place that she didn't know exists. Gone. Mediterranean water my wrist. It's keeping on piss how I'm talking my shit. Six figure check for a show, man, I'm lit. Let's celebrate now, my bag legit. Go. These niggas with me with whatever I'm with. Didn't know who did it, got everybody hit. Bitch, I don't like niggas, I don't like bitches.
Roger.
I don't like nobody. We can get gangster, we can keep it cordial. How you want to go back, how you want to go on backtrack. Man, fuck that. I don't miss nothing. Left it on scene, I ain't right back. I don't trust nobody. I just looked at my wrist, I got time today. Fuck it, I'm crossing the line today. These bitches are crying, be lying in your face. Look at the nuts, gotta know how they play.
Here's my question. So how long did they let him use their phone when he was rapping from jail?
What?
did he use up his phone time?
2 minutes and 17 seconds.
Right. Hey,
that
boy,
Well, you guys go ahead and say goodbye to our iHeartRadio listeners, Watch Talk Radio listeners, and Apple Podcast listeners.
God bless you guys next time, next week. That's what's up. Love.
Peace, love, and hair grease.
And we all up out. Holler at you on the flip side.
Hey, thank you so much for rocking with us tonight, guys. You know, tonight was kind of awkward because we, and it's my fault, I take full responsibility. Daily savings time just totally, anyway. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. You've been listening to CV and the Boys. We come to you every Wednesday for your midweek motivation, giving you music, laughter, conversation, motivation, and a whole lot of fun. I even said that wrong. Anyway, everybody, enjoy the rest of your work week. Remember, you can do and be anything you want in this world as long as you work hard. But above all things, believe in yourself and always, always, always love yourself. Remember, true love starts with loving yourself. If you don't love yourself, how can you expect to love someone else or to give someone else that wonderful opportunity to love you if you don't love you? So, love you. And to take us home, as you know, shout out to BTS as they wrapped up their concert for 3 days in Seoul, Korea, South Korea. It was a success, and soon they will be starting their residency here in the States in beautiful, sunny Las Vegas. So, I'm looking forward to that. So, you guys are our light. We love you guys. So to take us home is BTS. Good night.
I ain't going.
Then why are you lying on? Can I say that I need you? No need more to need to get in the you. I'm only talking to you. You're only talking to you. In my grass, go shake, grow up now. I'm
breaking down soon tonight. Got me yelling, don't let it out of your sight. I'm a sour cutter. No